This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Show. I hope you're having an unbelievable day. We have got a great show for you, and I am telling you, you are going to love it. Rob Sperry next week, that's going to be great too. The week after that, Sherry Tree from The Bank Code. She'll be here the week after that, so we've got a great lineup for you. Lots happening. Obviously, it's election day. Here on Tuesday, and then on Saturday it'll be not election day, it'll be in the rearview mirror and we'll know what happened, but very, very excited with these two guests. These guys are bright guys, both of them big proponents of the network marketing profession, a couple of them very good people. I mean, I really, really love Kevin Grimes, and he doesn't even know why I love him so much. It's for the work he does for the underprivileged all over the planet. He is an adopter of children. He is a supporter of really, really underprivileged people all over the world, and I have nothing but mad respect for that. He's taken his position on this planet very seriously, and that's a good thing. Tony Cannulli is just another train wreck. I love him. He is just a guy that is committed to making sure that this profession stays straight. And sometimes it costs him hard-earned money or opportunity to do so because he's that adamant about making a difference. So with that, I'm going to open it up with Tony because he's going to try to drive the bus and kind of drive the bus a little bit. Super bright guy. He always takes over for me when I'm not here. One of the commercials today that I'm going to take a run at is for Ray Higdon and Rank Makers. And I want to talk about that a little bit too. So you'll hear a little contact mapping. You'll hear a little bit of Rank Makers, which will be funny. And the reason that you do get the commercials, because these two bean brains just told me that they hate the commercials and they're going to have to deal with them. The reason that we do these kind of impromptu commercials on the show is because we go live to Genesis Communication Network during the breaks, and those are hard breaks. So rather than have you guys just go to the bathroom and have an empty studio like most people do, I do it kind of like Imus in the morning, and just keep the cameras on and have fun. And Imus hasn't been on for several years, for those of you that just rolled your eyes. Who's Imus? He's cool. So I kind of modeled everything I did in an earlier radio career after him, and also this, because I loved the guy, I loved his intellect, I loved his content, and I love the pace of his show, and we try to do that here. Let's go. Tony Cannulli, how are you, my friend?
Awesome, Tom. How are you doing, brother? You look awesome today. You're looking so svelte. I just can't believe the change in you. Unbelievable. You look great.
Don't you wish I'd changed that much on the inside? It would be awesome, but yeah. Ain't going to happen. So tell me a story. What's going on?
I heard you just recently on a live that I was on, and you were being interviewed by really another pro in the industry, and awesome interview. But what you were sharing from the inside, man. I mean, I was on that thing the whole time. I was taking notes. I still have notes from that. I thought you were saying you were awesome. So, and you're so humble. But listen, thanks for allowing us to come on and break the show. I hope I'm not that much of a train wreck, but, you know, sometimes I wonder. And, you know, Kevin and I were talking a little bit before the show. We got a lot of things that we're going to be talking about. You had mentioned, you know, the kind of person that he is, and we had a great call today. I introduced him to Joe Garcia. You probably know Joe. Joe's a network marketing professional. He's got a few hundred thousand people in his business and another company, and they were connecting, and he's kind of buying into Kevin's mission with helping with what he does as he travels around the planet and helping with children and adoptions, including his third child that he just adopted here recently. So we had a great conversation, and Joe said, I love Tom Chenault. Please, when you get on the show, make sure that you tell him that I said hello. He thinks you got so much character, and he's like, man, that guy, if he sees something he doesn't like, he'll call it out. And so you were the topic of conversation today. But as I was talking with Kevin, we wanted to update on some updates on the industry right now. There are some changes that have gone on, and so we're going to be discussing that. We're also going to be discussing a few other things. So it's awesome to be here today, brother. Appreciate you bringing us on.
Well, we're happy about that. You know, and TINA.org has gotten a little quiet. The FTC's gotten a little quiet, but that doesn't mean they're not lurking out there. And the crypto deals, I see Orrin Woodward is now rolling out some crypto deal. I saw a big testimonial on DAG coins this morning from Ted Knighton, and he said it's got the green light on all these different topics. And I just wondered from you guys, if these crypto deals are starting to pass the smell test in the network marketing space, and what you guys think about specifically somebody with a profile and an image as big as Orrin getting into that bathtub. And tell me a story about that. Do you guys mind talking about that out of the gate?
I don't mind talking about it. I know before we get on the show, and I know that, like you said, you know, Orrin is very high profile. He's very strong in leadership. Don't know him to be involved in anything that would be on the gray area. But, you know, the only way that crypto seems to be still staying around, and Kevin Thompson, and of course, even on the show back last year, both Kevin Grimes and Kevin Thompson, we discussed it, that anything that looks like you could be, you know, licensing a security, you got to be licensed for, you can't be selling security. So there are companies that have found ways around that with training and creating other ways around it. I have not looked yet. I mean, this is brand new, the information that you mentioned about Orrin. And I also have noticed this connection with Organo Gold, with Holton Bugs around the crypto. And that seems to be an interesting place right now in the space, Tom. And I think part of what we're seeing in the U.S. market right now, some companies are growing, but a lot are not for various reasons. Matter of fact, I think we may be heading, my opinion is that we may be heading into another recessionary period. But network marketing done well has always been incredible during a recessionary period. And I think that there are some companies trying to reinvent themselves to choose to increase their market share. Kevin, what's your thoughts on crypto at this point? You've watched it. Obviously, we covered it last year dramatically with U.S. High Tech and BitConnect and some of the companies that were shut down. We did several of those shows when the bubble burst. It kind of went off the scene. But what's your thoughts on all of this? I know we just started covering it earlier.
Yeah. Well, Tony, like you mentioned, I mean, when we say the word crypto, that can mean a couple of different things. And I think there's a tendency to paint very, very broadly and think, wow, you know, the marriage of cryptocurrency and MLM is absolutely problematic at all levels. And so, again, you know, the devil's in the details. And so, you know, a lot of the crypto programs out there are investment-related programs. You know, if a program is, hey, give us your money, whether it's you know, fiat currency, whether it's cryptocurrency, we'll take it, you know, our program, our bots, our technology, our gurus, whatever, will take that money and invest it or do something with it that's going to produce return for you, that's a security. There are over 30 different instruments that are defined as securities, and in, you know, federal U.S. federal securities laws, probably the most common one that intersects with direct selling is what's called an investment contract. Yeah, a lot of MLM programs have been held to be securities as investment contract, but when we have investment vehicles where people are giving somebody else their money to be invested, it's very, very easy for that thing to be an investment contract, which is a security. There are three elements that are involved. Number one, an investment of money. Number two, in a common enterprise. And number three, with an expectation of profits derived substantially from the efforts of others. Now, a common enterprise is defined as one in which the fortunes of the principal and the investor are intertwined. For example, if the three of us buy General Motors stock, General Motors has a bad year, we don't make any money, we don't get a dividend, our stock's probably going to go down. If they have a good year, the stock goes up, we benefit, we're probably going to get a dividend from that. And then, you know, like I said, the third, and so that's why I say, first of all, if there's any type of an investment of money, that's a red flag. We look for the other two because they're very, very common. And then if all three are present, That is a security, and as such, that company, that program, that vehicle has to be registered with the SEC, or has to be exempt somehow, which I think probably is really unlikely.
Is it worth the trouble to try to merge the two? I mean, I love Bitcoin, I love cyber, I love all the crypto stuff over here. I can invest and buy that stuff over here. I can build my fortune pretty much risk-free because I've got safe products and I'm doing those things and I'm making the money to invest over here. But when I try to merge them together, it just gets scary as heck. I've been around for a long time, all the way back to Fund America, Zeke Rewards, all the various things that everybody said they figured it out. And at the end of the day, the body's laying in the street. That's the trouble. Troublesome part. You know, I'm not worried about Oren. He's a bright guy and he's going to land on his feet no matter what. He's done it more than once where he's run into trouble. Where I'm worried is those millions of people that are following him into the fray if it's not tried and true on all this stuff. And I've got no judgment on his deal. I don't know it from a hill of beans. I just know that the first is always the most dangerous, and this feels like very, very dangerous to me, and that's the least of our worries. You spoke to it. I think I understand how you feel about it. You're just basically both saying, buyer beware, don't get into anything.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Times are changing. The circus of politics, healthcare's low standards and high prices, and let's not forget food quality. What to do? Arm yourself with Life Change Tea at GetTheTea.com. In a world of chemical imbalance and poor air and water quality, it's time you make a move. Log on to GetTheTea.com and stock up on organic non-GMO supplements. Don't forget the tea. Cleansing your body never felt so good. And we have a brand new tea called Takedown Tea, which helps support healthy glucose. All natural body support so you can be at your best naturally. All you have to do is log on to GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. We're not a fad that comes and goes. We are the real deal. Join us and armor up. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Changing America's health, one tea bag at a time.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the purest for you and your family. For over 14 years, thousands have depended on Berkey Clean Water. The Berkey guy has you covered at home, work, and on the go with water filtration systems of every size for every budget. Now, GCN listeners receive 10% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN at GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $150, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-656-4686. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. Plus, you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-656-4686. That's 1-800-656-4686. 1-800-656-4686.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Blockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. BlockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We are back. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Tom Chenault Show. I am telling you, it is a great day. I've got two people that are extremely serving people, and that's all they live their life to do. They're, one of them is an attorney. One of them I consider an MLM activist because he's a consultant on integrity. He's a lot like Troy Dooley. He does absolutely everything he does out of the kindness of his heart. If he can cobble together a couple bucks somewhere once in a while, he does that. But serving the universe is more important than anything to him. We were talking about crypto public multi-level crypto MLM companies, not necessarily public, and how they seem to be getting more intertwined, and somebody's going to figure this thing out, and somebody very high profile just came out with a company and a concept, and that's Orrin Woodward. And so I was asking these guys about it, and they just said the guy's got the highest integrity in the world. If anybody can do it, he can. I said, that's good. He's leading with his chin. I hope he knows what he's doing. Kind of what we said, right, Jeff? I mean, I was thinking about Welch. I was, is that kind of it, Tony? Is that it in a nutshell?
Well, it is, and if you're going to say Jeff, that's a good guy to say, because I like Jeff. I think Jeff's awesome. So, you know, it is true, and we need to know more what he's doing. I believe he's probably has good consultation. He probably has good advisors. He probably realizes that what he does will be compliant with the government in all ways, and it may be not so much crypto as much as it is blockchain technology. It's really hard to say, so until we can look into it further, what we're now are going to be doing a series of lives on Facebook, live TV, and, you know, doing this on a regular basis. And Kevin had mentioned about going back and doing a series on where are those companies now, ironically, when we were in the break earlier before we get on the show, I shouldn't say the break, and which we're going to be talking about. But we will be getting into this. But, Kevin, why don't you tell Tom just a little bit about the update in the industry, where you see things kind of at right now, and why we need to be so careful. Why do we spend time? Why does Tom do these shows and we talk about issues in the industry? Not always positive. Some of them negative. Some of them are neutral. why do we need to be more policing? What's the deal? We talked about that a little bit earlier and how that relates to what we're talking about with crypto and people's reputations, as Tom is always warning people about. Why don't you share your thoughts on that?
Well, I think a massive part of the value that both of you guys bring to our industry is on the educational side of things. Things have changed in this space considerably in the last 2.5 years. Really talking about the FTC versus Bima case, the FTC versus Herbalife case. And these things are really, really significant in terms of helping the industry and helping individuals in this industry understand, you know, where the minds of the regulators and the courts are. Because where their minds are, what they're thinking is critically important to every single company and to the entire industry. And so I call it climate change, regulatory climate change. And I kind of analogize it. I'll mention to people, have you noticed that you haven't seen any traffic delays these days due to dinosaurs? It's because dinosaurs went away a long time ago. And we all know why they went away, because, the climate on planet Earth changed dramatically a while ago and called an ice age, and they weren't able to survive. They didn't have the capacity to make the changes to themselves that were necessary to survive that climate change. And so this, it's a metaphor that I use for what's going on in the industry. And these really are significant. I would argue, and anybody's welcome to feel free to challenge me on this, but for the last 22 years, the majority of the industry has kind of taken we're going to just stick our head in the sand approach with respect to what's been coming out of the FTC, what's been coming out of the federal courts, and because the industry has kind of turned a deaf ear, their volume has gotten louder, and the cases have gotten bigger, and the most significant recent ones again would be Herbalife and Bima. And so that begs the question, how exactly is the climate change? Well, it's the first and the most significant piece is that customers are keen. Customers are the most important piece in this entire puzzle. 20 years ago, they were seemingly a non-existent piece. And again, I'm not saying that customers have never been in the equation of direct selling. There are lots of party plan companies out there, customers are absolutely the driving force. But for mainstream MLM companies, customers have kind of been, at best, I think, been an afterthought. That type of thinking really isn't viable in 2018 and beyond. But the issue of customer acquisition, customer retention, is ultimately a factor of the value of what companies are bringing to the table. And so the issue of value is also supremely important, and one that direct selling companies have to wrestle with. Customers, a customer may purchase a product initially based on really good marketing, but all subsequent purchasing decisions are ultimately going to be based on that customer's subjective determination of a product or services.
We've got to take a short break. It's going to be short. We're coming back right after this with the Tom Chenault Show.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
For For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. A multi-year drought following California's hottest summer on record is getting some of the blame for the wind-driven wildfires burning statewide. In Southern California, the monstrous blaze that's destroyed homes in Malibu and other parts of Los Angeles County now linked to two deaths being investigated. Chief Darrell Osby with the L.A. County Fire Department also announcing that the Woolsey Fire has doubled in size with more than 70,000 acres burned as of today.
Our firefighters have been facing some extreme tough fire conditions that they said that they've never seen in their life.
Recounts ordered in Florida's U.S. Senate and governor races. The decision follows the submittal of the latest vote counts from county election supervisors by today's noon deadline. Attorney Eugene Pettis, the counsel for Broward County officials, denied allegations of criminal activity related to ballot counting.
There have been allegations of fraud. Those are serious charges. There's no basis for it.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC tax program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC tax program. Once you are accepted into the CNC tax program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
All right, we are back, and it's the Tom Chenault on the Genesis Communicational Network, and I am very, very happy that you are with us today. We have had we've got a great show. This is a long segment. We've got the one and only Tony Cannulli. He's always my co-host, backup when I don't do the show. And Tony, you have no idea how good you are and how many people want your job. John Milton Fogg calls all the time. Hey, can I be your backup guy? No. Garrett McGrath, can I be your backup guy? No. It's always you, because you are absolutely into it, at all, like me. I am obsessed with good radio.
I'm not this whole thing about being on the screen here is way overrated. I tell everybody that the reason I have sweat all over my forehead and I look like I went through the robo wash with the window open is because they've got like 9 lights around me. And I am like the rotisserie chicken at Boston Market. I am cooking here. I don't even like this part of it because I have a golf game in talking, but I got talked into doing it on this camera because it just makes more sense because somehow, for some reason, people listen harder and more. So we're doing it both places on regular radio, on Genesis and here. But I'll tell you what, I would rather just be sweating and drinking a Diet Pepsi and smoking a cigar behind a microphone at a desk than doing it this way, but I'm not the boss. So here we are. We have got Kevin Grimes with us. I want to talk about income claims. I sent you something the other day, both of you, on a couple of goofballs that are just still out there talking about giant money being made. One of the guys from that HGH or HGD deal, they got this 3-minute video they send around, and I have no idea if that's good or bad. I've got no idea. I know I got video from a guy that is connected to the top leader in the company, and the guy that sent it to me said, I want to put you on a call with the top leader, and I should have talked to him just to find out if that was true, to see if this top leader was really the goofball that this guy's inferring he is, because what they told me is after 4 months, this guy was making $85,000 a week. And I don't know if you guys can do the math on that, but that's $300,000 a month time. And then in another breath, he went on to tell me that that same guy, that same company, business was so great that they're now on back order. So they weren't even ready for all this great business. But aren't those income claims insanely dangerous and ridiculous and completely insulting, Kevin Grimes? Is that just something you shouldn't do?
Absolutely. That's it's unfortunate, again, that so many people still haven't gotten the memo. What a lot of people don't understand is that, you know, even if an income claim is truthful, even if it can be substantiated, all income claims are deceptive. And, you know, and that's puzzling to people, but the reason that they're deceptive in the minds of the FTC and in the minds of the federal courts is because it leads the reasonable and prudent prospect to believe that everybody makes $80,000 a week, or a lot of people make $80,000 a week, or it's easy to make $80,000 a week, none of which are true, and hence the deception. And so the good news is that the deception surrounding income claims is easily cured with a proper, with the emphasis on proper, income disclosure statement. And we see a lot of companies with them. USANA is a good example. Melaleuca is a good example. It's all about disclosing complete information to prospects so that they've got accurate and complete information with which they can make an informed decision. And so, again, like the FTC versus Herbalife case made, you know, the pictures of, you know, the big homes, big cars, big boats, big hair, those are highly, highly problematic and just patently illegal because they are deceptive.
The advice I got, because I have a pretty big life, and I asked these people what I could do. Because if I'm standing in front of my house and I show my house, it's my house. I'm in front of my house. It's not an income claim. It's my house. So I'm going, how the hell do I even ever show anybody my house if I'm saying an income claim? And they said, go ahead and show your house. Just don't talk about your business while you're showing your house. So don't say, you can't say that. It becomes an income claim in and of itself. They have to be separate and distinct if you're really trying to comply to the law 100%. So even if it is your Ferrari, even if it is your house or your this or your that, you still, even if you earned it, even if you died getting it like I did, you still can't go out there and say this equals that, right, Kevin?
Well, yeah, not without a proper income disclosure. You know, what a lot of people don't understand is the only party in a position to provide an income disclosure statement is the company. And this has been true since the mid-80s. It's absolutely mission critical for companies to provide proper income disclosure statements to their distributors. A company that doesn't do so, in my mind, raises big issues about whether it's really interested in being and complying with the law and giving its distributors one of the most important tools they need to be legal and successful and compliant in their business.
Yeah, I agree with that.
And even on top of that, a company that is a corporate citizen, Kevin, as you and I have talked about the responsibility of the company to monitor its organization to see what they're doing, because a lot of times people say, as you know, well, you know, they're just a distributor, so hey, we have an excuse. No, the government will not look at it that way. If they see a bunch of distributors that are doing this, breaking the rules, the whole company can pay the price for that, whether it be an income claim, whether it be a financial claim. And Tom, you had mentioned, you know, the HGHL deal. Ironically, that was the one company that Kevin and I both felt that we needed to look into further and warn the entire industry about, because, quite frankly, there's more flags to that company than a college football game right now, honestly. And the one area you're talking about is a very minimal area. And so Kevin did want to bring some comments to that. We're scheduling a show moving forward with a scientist or two in the space as well, and we're going to be evaluating the whole thing for the entire industry right now, because we're very concerned with much of what we've heard in this particular show. But you're absolutely right on the income claims. We were talking about self-policing, and somebody on the Facebook, Tom, I think you saw it, Pamela had asked, why do we need the self-police? But I think we should answer that question sometime here, if we can today on the show. Why do we need the self-police as well?
Well, my God, if we don't do it, the profession is going to be around, or they're going to self-police for us. Here comes, you know, they're going to come up and just keep making the laws tougher and tougher, because they don't understand what's going on. They think they're protecting the little guy, and they'll regulate us out of business. So if we keep this profession professional and clean, everything gets solved. And the name of the game is exposing the hypesters, basically making sure that they don't have a platform and they're called out when they do. And that's why I love a lot of things going on out there, from the MLM watchdog to whatever, that will actually, you know, speak to it, you know. And people talk about Beyond MLM or whatever that website is that is out there that's so invisible and nobody knows who the guy is. You know, he brings up a lot of good, you know, so, you know, you just don't want to be a subject of his wrath. But at the end of the day, he's putting light on some bad people, which we need to have happen. Right, Kevin?
Yeah, absolutely. There's a tremendous need. I mean, law enforcement can't catch everybody. Law enforcement can't catch all the bad guys. And so we need organizations like TINA. We need MLM Watchdog. We need Behind MLM. You know, just like, does law enforcement always get it right? No, they don't. Do some of these organizations always get it right? No, they don't. But a lot of times, they do. And so, absolutely right. We need to be self-policing, because if we're not, eventually the regulators and the legislators will be self-policing, and as we've seen, it's not outside the realm of possibility for them to overreact to a situation that, you know, negatively impacts even the legitimate, you know, the legitimate parts of this industry.
You can have,
if you're, and that to be said, if you're on Behind MLM, you may want to be careful with that, because if you get on Behind MLM, there's always fire when there's smoke. And the company that we're talking about right now has been probably the most watched company in the last couple of months, and made it to their front page marquee for searches with hundreds of, literally 250 comments probably by now, I would say, or close to it. And so, but that is, it is a marker. It does give you kind of a gauge, but we do need to watch out, because most people, Tom, don't know. I know, obviously, we all know we're the insiders, that we came very close to being regulated out of existence here just a few short years ago before the change in the administration.
Yeah, we were in deep doo-doo. And say what you want around Trump, but that did force a big switch in administration and things like that, which basically gave us some breathing room because it warned us enough that we realized we were maybe getting out of the lane a little bit, and it got everybody back in. And I want to keep us back in forever. Thus, the guy from my company, I'm not going to say his name, just went on to the board of the DSA. And I was happy to see that, even though I don't love the DSA, because I don't think it's very good for us as distributors. It's pretty good for the companies. Mm-hmm. But at the end of the day, having him on the DSA, I'm proud of that, because it proves that he wants to take the high road, whatever the high road is. And on the other side of the coin, network marketing professionals, GoPro, the various associations like that that are out there really, really trying to raise the level of professionalism is something that we need to do. And having guys like you and Kevin Grimes to beat that drum is critically, critically important. Oh, no.
Do we have a few minutes, Tom, where Kevin can share?
Yeah, we got to take a break.
Do we have a few minutes?
In a minute. Yeah, so you're going to do it right after the break. What do you want to talk about?
No, we can just, the company that we're vetting further, we want to just make mention of a few things and why we're concerned about it.
Oh, yeah.
At the break.
Yeah, that's a good deal. We'll take a little break and we'll talk about that. We'll talk about, you know, the name of the game is keep the clean, good people in business and keep the bad people out. And it's a slippery slope, but that's what we have to focus on. So we're going to come back right after this. It's the Tom Chenault Show on the Genesis Communication Network.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to turn back the clock on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
I'm Rick Ossick, president of Famous Footwear. Every baby deserves the best possible start, but not all babies get one. March of Dimes is changing that. You can help us lead the fight for the health of all moms and babies. Join me and Famous Footwear to March for Babies. Let's raise funds and be champions for families near and far. Together we are building a brighter future. Sign up for Famous Footwear's team today at marchforbabies.org.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is the final segment of the Tom Chenault Show, and so happy to have you aboard. I have got two of the greatest guys, just stands for the profession. And you have to talk kind of quickly, because I want Kevin to talk about adopting kids that are in impoverished countries for a couple minutes and give us a way to donate some money. I did it the last time we were on here. I'll give you a little money this year, too, Kevin, because I love what you're doing for the planet. And nobody's watching, and you're doing it. You're a hell of a lot better man than me, and I just want to acknowledge you for that. And you guys are welcome to talk about that company. Just don't say anything that's going to get anybody sued, because it doesn't do anybody any good. So just talk about it. What's going on? They're making income claims. Their products are, you know, there's just a lot of hype going on, right?
Well, I'll just make sure that whatever we say, you know, you told us, so we'll be fine with that. But we know a couple of attorneys if that is a problem, but I'm not too worried about that, Tom. You know, and you're right. What Kevin's doing, he has some big announcements on that. We're going to be doing a live stream, BeLive TV, going on best business practices. But we just want to talk about just a few bullet points on this company that we've been vetting and looking at. We're going to be doing a full town hall, direct selling town hall on it. We'll probably have Don or yourself or whoever. And no commercials, Tom, sorry. And we'll cover that in great detail as we get more. As we get more facts on it, but this particular company has been brought up a lot in the last 6 to 12 months. It's a lot of people say it's all positive. Unfortunately, we've seen the flags, as I was saying earlier. There's more flags than a college football game. And Kevin, I wanted to bring Kevin. He can summarize some of them, and we're going to do a full-blown show on that. So this will just take a minute or two, but it is important that we watch out for our brothers and sisters. It's also important that we watch out for our family and our reputations. And every time we join a company that hurts people, we lose a lot more than just a dollar, Tom, as you always point out. So, Kevin, why don't you share just a little bit about some of the things that we've talked about there, and we'll be scheduling that show, and we'll release that here sometime probably here later in November.
Well, I think it's, you know, kind of part and parcel with helping people understand how to do their due diligence, how to analyze a company before they get in, or, you know, if they've gotten with a bad company, you know, how to analyze it to understand what they're involved with so that they can make a good decision. One of the things we say in the legal profession is the only good decision is a fully informed decision. And unfortunately, a lot of people in this profession make decisions without getting not only complete information, but, you know, a healthy dose of partial information. And so, you know, whether we're talking about the product side of things, whether we're talking about the opportunity side of things, it's really incumbent upon folks to understand what's legit and what's not legit, what's legal, what's not legal. You know, for example, when we talk about products, when we talk about product claims, I mean, a huge part of my law practice involves, you know, sales and marketing law. You know, one of the maxims in this space is just because it's true doesn't mean you can say it. But another is that, you know, whatever you do say has to be substantiated. You know, when we talk about personal care products, you know, whether it's cosmetics, whether we're talking about dietary supplements. What are we talking about? Drugs, presumably non-prescription drugs, but claims have to be substantiated, not merely with anecdotal evidence like your testimony or your next door neighbor's experience, but with competent and reliable scientific evidence. And when you look at the cases that the Federal Trade Commission brings against companies on the product side, it's almost invariably because they don't have any competent, reliable scientific evidence to back up the claims that they're saying. And the law requires that they have it in their possession when they first start making claims. And so there's nothing wrong with a distributor, a customer, or a prospective distributor contacting the company and say, hey, you're making these claims. Send me your substantiation for these claims. And the company should have it, and they should be happy to provide it. If they don't, that's a red flag. On the products or on the opportunity side, somebody's making $80,000 in 4 months, that's a problem. I would argue that you can't do that in a legitimate MLM opportunity. You can't in a pyramid. Nothing grows as fast as a pyramid. Not even the weeds in your garden grow that fast. If somebody would like to disagree, I'd be happy to have that conversation.
Let me add to that, Kevin. This is important because a lot of people think if there's a real product or what they think is a legitimate product, it can't be a pyramid or a Ponzi. A lot of people have that belief that it has to be this water, this air, there's nothing there, it's a Zeke Rewards, it's not a real product. But you could have the disguise of a product-driven deal and actually be a full-blown Ponzi or pyramid.
Sure, absolutely. I mean, the product can be just a smokescreen for a recruitment-based opportunity. I mean, we saw that back in the 70s with Coscott Interplanetary. Mr. Glenn Turner, and it was basically just an inventory loading situation. Hey, we've got a putative product here. You just need to buy a couple thousand dollars worth. And not even that. It doesn't take thousands of dollars. I mean, even a couple hundred dollars could potentially, satisfy that requirement. The ultimate issue is, at the end of the day, is this opportunity primarily based on distributor recruiting, the introduction of additional participants in this program, or is it based ultimately primarily on the sale of legitimate goods and services to customers? And customers are defined as purchasers who are not participants in the compensation plan.
Okay, you got about 50 seconds.
Discussion about that.
We're out of here in 50 seconds.
All right.
Tell us about what's the website for your charity? Is there anything?
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, hogarcima.com, hogarcima.com. It's a group home for abandoned kids down in Peru. They're struggling mightily. They've been around for 28 years. They've rescued thousands of kids off the street. And what they do in these kids' lives is absolutely miraculous. So hogarcima.com. Check them out.
All right, everybody.
Or it might be .org.
We're gone. We'll see you next week on the Tom Chenault Show. We got Rob Sperry, the Hall Rat, and it will be unbelievable.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
What if there was a social media network only for the conservative?
What if there was a social media network not only for the conservative right general public, but also a platform for conservative politicians and advertisers?
And what if the social media network was the only free speech network in existence?
There is. It's RightSocial.net.
RightSocial.net, a response to President Donald Trump's direct presidential order.
RightSocial.net, where you have the right to freely speak your mind.
RightSocial.net,
the right place to be.